tripod and largely a formality, and smoked cigarettes, and tried to conceal the fact that he was looking all the time at Ann Veronica's eyebrows. Teddy was the hatless young man who had turned Ann Veronica aside from the avenue 2 days before. He was the junior of both his sisters, co-educated and much broken in to feminine society. A bowl of roses just brought by Ann Veronica adorned the communal dressing-table, and Ann Veronica was particularly trim in preparation for a call she was to make with her aunt later in the afternoon. Ann Veronica decided to be more explicit. "I've been," she said, "forbidden to come." "Hello," said Hetty, turning her head on the pillow. And Teddy remarked with profound emotion, "My God!" "Yes," said Ann Veronica, "and that complicates the situation." "Auntie?" asked Constance, who was conversant with Ann Veronica's affairs. "No, my father. It's a serious prohibition." "Why?" asked Hetty. "That's the point. I asked him why, and he hadn't a reason." "You asked your father for a reason?" said Miss Miniver with great intensity. "Yes, I tried to have it out with him, but he wouldn't have it out." Ann Veronica reflected for an instant. "That's why I think I ought to come." "You asked your father for a reason," Miss Miniver repeated. "We always have things out with our father, poor dear," said Hetty. "He's got almost to like it." "Men," said Miss Miniver, "never have a reason. Never! And they don't know it. They have no idea of it. It's one of their worst traits, one of their very worst." "But I say, V," said Constance, "if you come and you are forbidden to come, there'll be the deuce of a row." Ann Veronica was deciding for further confidences. Her situation was perplexing her very much, and the Widgett atmosphere was lax and sympathetic, and provocative of discussion. "It isn't only the dance," she said. "There's the classes," said Constance, the well-informed. "There's the whole situation. Apparently I'm not to exist yet. I'm not to study, I'm not to grow. I've got to stay at home and remain in a state of suspended animation." "Dusty," said Miss Miniver, in a sepulchral voice. "Until you marry, V," said Hetty. "Well, I don't feel like standing it." "Thousands of women have married merely for freedom," said Miss Miniver. "Thousands! Ah, and found it a worse slavery." "I suppose," said Constance, stenciling away at bright pink petals, "it's our lot, but it's very beastly." "What's our lot?" asked her sister. "Slavery, downtroddenness. When I think of it, I feel all..."